Good morning. Merry Christmas to you too. Hi. Did we leave the fire on last night? Because if so, that's very irresponsible of us. Baby. You got up and made it again? You are the best. I've always wanted to wake up. Christmas. The small, crackling little fire. It's the first. Believe this is our first Christmas together. No, we've had ones kind of together. You know, like, he'd come over to mine, I'd go to yours, but this is our first real one together. We don't have to fit into anyone else's schedule. We don't have to go see any relatives. We can just do Christmas our way. No. I left Christmas at my family's. There were so many people, and it was so exciting and thrilling, and I just remember being giddy. Even when I wasn't a kid anymore, it was just like, I'm so freaking excited. And that's wonderful, and I'm really grateful for all of those times. I think I'm gonna like this even more. Having that amount of people and the schedule, and we have to go here, and we have to go see your aunt and your uncle, and your uncle that you don't even see, but we have to go see him because it's Christmas. That was a lot. It was hectic and intense, and I just used to feel so tired by the end of it. I guess it always felt a little like that was my parents' day, or at least lots of people's days. You know, I just kind of had to fall in line and go with the program. But this year it's all on me. I'm sorry. All on us. How was Christmas like for you? No. No, I get that. You don't have to feel guilty. No, of course not. People people grow up. You know? Doesn't mean we don't cherish our memories. The images of my parents pushing me and shoving me and pawing at me and trying their best to make this the best goddamn Christmas I ever had. I'm so grateful for those times. I love those times. But if things didn't change, we wouldn't really be alive, would we? No. I think it's natural. We can't move forward unless we accept that things can't always be the same, and sometimes it's a little sad. No. No, I'm not sad. If anything, I think I'm just... I think I'm just really happy to be living the life that I am. Does that sound really pathetic? I mean it, though. I've had such a great life. I had parents who loved me. I had siblings and friends and... everything I could want. I guess I cannot believe that my luck hasn't changed. That I have someone, my own someone, who is so wonderful. So calm and genuine and gentle. Who wakes up early to make a fire? Yeah, that did kind of seal the deal for me. Dad would be running into my room, patting me awake, ripping off my covers and saying, "Get up, get up, it's Christmas, come on." And then I'd be raked downstairs and force-fed a massive breakfast and some tea, being shaken awake and saying, "Come on, excitement, yay." And all the while I'm thinking, I need at least 3 more hours. Oh, of course I like presents. Just don't think you can ever put a price on sleep. Better yet, snuggling. As much as I love my dad, what would you be doing if you were still at home with your parents? And would you rather be doing that? Or this? Mm-hmm. I don't think I need you to answer. Mentioned I love you. I was just checking. Do we have time? Time for what? No, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Do we have time for that? Let me think. Hell. Yes. This is our Christmas. We can do whatever we want. Merry Christmas to you.